Eric Bard, who's now 28, entered a conditional guilty plea to charges of child sexual assault and exploitation in 2015. His 50-year sentence included a lifetime of supervised release if he ever got out of prison. But his plea was conditional while he appealed his case. Bard's attorneys argued that an ex parte discussion between the judge in the case, Justice Donald Martin, and Kennebec County District Attorney Megan Maloney on substantive matters without their knowledge deprived their client of his constitutional due process rights. The law court agreed. To ensure public trust and confidence in the fairness of the proceedings and to protect Bard's right to due process, we vacate all rulings by the court that occurred after the ex parte conference with the prosecutor, the court wrote.
Every defendant has the right to an impartial judge at his trial.
Gina Yamartino is an attorney for Bard who read a prepared statement and declined to answer any questions. Yamartino and Assistant Attorney General Paul Ruscha, who took over for the prosecution, argued in front of the law court late last year. Ruscha maintained that there was no demonstration of actual bias or unfairness by the judge against Bard and asked that his conviction stand. Reached by telephone on Thursday, Ruscha declined to comment on the law court's decision, citing a previous order prohibiting attorneys from discussing the case.
The judge and the prosecutor are supposed to be the upholders of justice. That's supposed to be the ends to which they seek.
Tina Netto, executive director of the Maine Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers, says the decision has serious implications.
Defense attorneys are supposed to represent their clients zealously, and that's exactly what Gina did. But I think the system kind of failed on the other side. That's why Mr. Bard's going to get a redo.
Transcripts of the ex parte conversation between Justice Martin and District Attorney Maloney show that the two discussed the possibility that Maloney's office had disclosed the contents of an impounded police affidavit and may have attempted to intervene with a bail order for Bard. They also discussed Bard's competency and use of experts in the case. Netto says what's especially unusual is that the judge had a court reporter record their discussion. But Netto says when it was over, the judge then put the transcript under seal.
Meaning the defense did not actually have access to it until they were alerted to it by the law court.
Netto says the sealed record was included in the file provided to the law court as part of the appeal. In their opinion, the justices credited Martin for having the conference recorded and for recusing himself from further proceedings at the request of Bard's attorneys. The law court is now asking that a new judge be assigned to the case and that the matter be expedited, given the length of time Bard has been incarcerated. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.